Now this is a dictation for Kathleen, T-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, April 29, 1952, addresses a letter to Roberta Sue, S-U-E, Han, H-A-H-N-N-P, 303-4993. Dear Sue, follow up for Mrs. Williams. Chronic kidney disease. History of calcium oxalate stones. Prior obstruction, prior lithotripsia. Since the last visit in March, denies active abdominal flag pain or gross hematuria or urinary symptoms. She's trying to keep her hydration, although she is drinking too much tea. Osteoporosis detected by gynecologist Dr. Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, because of her prior bariatric surgery, ruling white. She wants to do Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, versus oral medications. Other review system is completely normal. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice lisinopril, Flomax, iron B12, prophylactic with macrodantin for urinary tract infection, pyelonephritis, and Topamax. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 132/73, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal flank tenderness, no edema, neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 1.2. Baseline is between 1 and 1.2. GFR 44 is stage 3, potassium elevated to 5.1, abnormal sodium acid base, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, mild anemia 13.1, normal white blood cell platelets, good levels of B12. Prior stone analysis, 50% oxalate monohydrate, 40% calcium phosphate, 10% calcium oxalate dehydrate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3 appears to be stable. Next number, calcium oxalate and phosphate, as indicated above. Continue hydration, minimizing salt, to some extent animal protein. Minimize high-rich oxalate food and drinks. Next number, osteoporosis. I will not oppose Prolia. She has used this before without problems of calcium. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, bariatric surgery, ruling white. Next number, chronic use of Topamax. She's aware of association risk with calcium stones. Come back in 8 months, end of dictation.